deaths have been reported as a result of the bad weather. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
America is built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
On Tuesday, House Democrats used the committee hearing to make their pitch for Medicare for All legislation. Now, Medicare for All is a universal health care plan developed by Senator Bernie Sanders and backed by more than 100 Democrats. Dr. Nicole Sapphire is a Fox News medical contributor. She lays out some of her concerns with the Medicare for All bill.
One of the big issues that they discussed yesterday is quality of care. Right. And actually, they had someone suffering from a devastating disease, ALS, and he was talking about how currently in our system, he's dealing with rationed care and long wait times. And let me tell you something, when you start giving all the power and all the decision-making to the government, you're going to see elongated wait times. I mean, that's what Canada and across, you know, across the ocean, everyone is seeing longer wait times, lower care, because what these bills do, they're not getting rid what they're doing is they're actually getting rid of the entire private sector
yep.
altogether. So everyone's going to be in these government plans.
A jury is finding Minneapolis police officer Mohammed Noor guilty on charges of third-degree murder and manslaughter for killing a woman back in 2017. Democratic Mayor Jacob Frey says now what matters is how the community responds.
Our city must come together, not for any single person, not for any single entity or organization, not for any reason beyond our love for each other and the values that hold us together.
Noor faces up to 15 years in prison. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's physician referral service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
Hi, I'm Jeannie Murphy, host of Talented People Radio, produced by Mariah Media. Our show is fun, and we specialize on interviewing some of the most awesome people from around the world. Tune in and watch our live stream on Facebook, and don't forget to subscribe to our YouTube channel so that you can watch past episodes. Talented People airs every Wednesday from 3 to 4 p.m. Join us for some fun.
Join us for a fun-filled evening at the Hunterdon County Crime Stoppers annual fundraiser, Thursday, November 16th, 6:30 to 9:30 p.m. at Lone Eagle Brewing, 44 Stangle Road, Flemington. Craft beer tasting, great food, door prizes, live music, and a 50-50 raffle. Tickets are $50 each, and sponsorship advertising opportunities are available. Please visit www.crimestoppershunterdon.com or call 908-437-0126. We'll have a barrel of fun.
Good afternoon. This is Talented People. I'm Jeannie Murphy. I hope you're having a great day. I am here with my dear friend, business colleague. He is an amazing host of the CEO of your of the Art of the CEO radio station. He's published many times over. He is a publisher. He's a world traveler. He's just got so much going on. So, Bart Jackson, thanks for being here.
Jeannie, I can't tell you how much fun it is to be here with you, and now we can be seen. So, as I always tell people, I wanted to show my best side, but I was sitting on it. So, anyway, here we are.
I love Bart.
Digital at all.
Okay. I want everyone to know that we are going to go to the weather real quick because I was supposed to do that and I didn't get a chance because there was some difficulties here in the studio. So let me just find out what's going on real quick here with the weather. If you happen to be in our area, What do you think about the weather?
What I think about this is that it has the damp thrill of the new spring. Persephone has come back, and all is turning gold and yellow and red, and I just absolutely love it.
And green.
And green.
I love that green grass.
It changes every week, every 3 times a week. You look deep into the woods, which is something you can do right now. You should all go out and look into the woods. You can see in it because the buds are coming out to flower. Out in our own place, the dogwood is coming out, and we see it all. And our little tea house out back is now
beautiful.
Leaves, so.
Yes, it's got a little wine thing going where he makes his wines, and he's got the solar panels, of course, mm-hmm. and the tea room. All right, so officially this afternoon, the chance of showers cloudy with a high of 57. Tonight, chance of showers and thunderstorms before 3 a.m. with a slight chance of showers, patchy fog after 1. Pretty much 40, what's the temperature? Around 50 degrees tonight. Mm-hmm. Thursday, chance of showers again with thunderstorms, also possible after 3 p.m., patchy fog before 9, with a high of 75 tomorrow. Woo! And then Thursday night, let's just see, it's supposed to rain, and then it's basically saying that's going to be 52. Friday is raining again before 1 in the afternoon, then showers again, and then basically a thunderstorm with a high of 68. Same thing on Friday night with a low of 54. Showers likely again on Saturday, mainly after 9 a.m. Mostly cloudy all day with a high of 73. Then showers again cloudy with a low of 55 on Saturday night. Showers again on Sunday with a high of 66. And then same thing on Sunday night with a low around 50. So what's this with the April showers, spring, May flowers? Because it's May showers now.
It's May showers.
I'm not in the mood.
But the rivers are full. It's great for paddling. It's great for hiking.
Oh, that's right.
It is time to get out and slog about.
All right. Positive top spin always. Mm. Okay, I'm Jeannie Murphy, Talented People with Bart Jackson. We'll be right back. Thanks for watching in.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org.
Okay, we're back to the show here, Talented People. Thanks so much for watching in on our Facebook stream. Welcome again to our show, Bart. Over the years, you and I have done many shows together.
Oh, we have indeed. All of them have been fun.
Oh, yeah. So, first of all, let's just talk about you, okay? Because you've done so many things. I want everybody again to know who you are. Talk about what you do.
Well, I am, among many things, strange and beloved of my wife. I always say that I am a writer, and the finest writings, those that I most prize, are the poems written to my wife that are published on the north wall of my house.
Aww.
And I do a lot of, I do a lot of traveling, and I do a lot of writing. That's how I pretty much spent my life, a sort of globetrotting, and spending my life bragging about other people. That's what I've been doing. And I started as a journalist, and then I launched a few magazines, but I have launched Prometheus Publishing with the idea of trying to get the voice of the best people out there in books, and as sort of a carry-on to that, we've done the Art of the CEO radio show, mm-hmm. which is, we've had a lot of fun. We bring on the most fascinating people, and they're out there. We're having the president of, one of the directors of the Bank of Mellon, New York, who is a brilliant. He's been in that position for 20 years. The Bank of New York Mellon is the one that opens the Fed. They're really about the most powerful bank in the country. He's in the director. But what's fascinating is he is also a 40-year fellow of IBM. So he's turning banking around into tech.
Wow.
And another guy, I got to just say one more. Stuart Ward. Now, this is going to come to you. Someone comes to you and says, Jeannie, we are running the world's longest relay race. It's going to be for 90 days. It will have some core runners and thousands of others go through 44 countries. And we just want you to handle the security of it. How tough can that be? And
I can't even imagine one country, much less you said 44 countries.
Yeah,
in 90 days.
90 days, Stephen.
How do they? You know, I mean, I can't even imagine where do they start with security.
And well, what he does is he He runs something called Insight Risk Management, and what he handles this. He has provided Olympic security for the Olympics. As he says, on a scale of 1 to 10, the Olympics is about a 10, and this race is somewhere between 12 and 15. And he has these people that he has connected, gathered from all over the world and vetted. He has the local boots-on-the-ground people plus his own team, and they make sure that the press get a good place. They make sure that there's a lot of countries in this where they literally just detain Westerners because. And this obviously this race has a schedule to meet, and he has to work all through with these people, get it all lined up ahead of time.
That's incredible.
It's a logistics nightmare. And the greatest thing, he does it all with a laugh. He's not one of these security people who says, you know, you can't be too careful nowadays. He says, we're all scared. You're crazy. You should have fun and do it. So.
Wow. Well, that's very interesting. All right. So let's talk about you a little bit more about, let's talk about your, like on the career side of your world where you're the author and publisher of books on careers and the pathway of life and the CEO of yourself.
I did a book. Yeah, thank you, Jeannie. I did a book called CEO of Yourself, which if I grope around deep enough, I can show the cover of it. There we go. I've heard that you're supposed to hold these things right side up, unless you're an ex-president. And
don't you love the name, the CEO of Yourself?
Yeah.
I love it. All right, go ahead. You can buy it anywhere online. Bart Jackson.
Yes, and it's a lot of fun. And, you know, the book seems to be going well, and it's going well with a certain group that I'll tell you about later, but it's going... I've been talking to a lot of people who are looking for jobs, and a lot of the job getter symposiums and so forth have had me to speak for them. And I'm going to tell you one of the things that I think that is so indicative of today's imprisoning job world as we've had it pushed upon us. I go out to the audience, and I ask four people. I ask two questions, two of two. I say, what do you do? I said, I want to get to know you. What do you do? So I ask you that.
Good question.
And then the next question, I said, what's your trade? And now the thing is, all four of them, almost invariably, they come back and they say, I'm a marketer. I'm a painter. I do computer hacking, and I'm two steps ahead of the law, or whatever. I'm a singer, I'm a dancer, I'm an Indian chief. And what that is that's someone else's idea of what you should, what you might want to be doing with your life. And that's very sad, because businesses tend to hire people by what I call the shark fin soup method. Somewhere in a dock in China is rotting thousands of pounds of dead sharks, beautiful, magnificent animals, lovely creatures. And why? Because they have been caught and they cut off the fin for a special soup. And the wastage is terrible. And you think, and everyone decries that and says it's awful. But this is the way so much of your job selection goes. I take Jeannie here and I put her in front of me and I say, okay, I'm looking for someone who knows how to do marketing. So I take out my little triangle, and I fold it up here, and I say, okay, this is it. This looks like a fin here. Aha, I see that you do marketing. And so I take the marketing slot of you, and I put you in a little cubicle doing marketing, and all the rest of that magnificent creature that's Jeannie Murphy I throw away.
Isn't that a shame?
Yeah.
How do you fix that?
And... well, you fix that by choosing your own career. You can't always do... there's a difference between job and career.
Mm-hmm. What is the difference?
I like that. Let's take the old term trade. About two centuries ago, people would have come and they said, what's your trade? And it's a good term to remember.
Two generations ago?
Right. More.
God. I'm thinking about that. I'm like, I think I was a kid, and you were just a little older than me.
Yeah.
And they were talking about what was your trade.
Right.
And that'd be like the 70s, 80s, 90s, 2000, 2010, 20, 50 years ago. Five generations ago. But it's true.
Maybe five.
But people don't ask you what you're... go ahead.
And your trade, it's a good idea to... intellectually, it's a good idea to think of what your trade is, because what you're saying is... I have these abilities, a strong back, a bright brain, whatever it is. I've got these, and I'm going to. These are the things I do have, and I'm going to trade them for the things I dearly want: food, clothes, shelter, housing, a mistress on the side, whatever, and or a mistress on top. I don't know. At any rate, I. In other words, you're making that trade, and that's so when you straighten your tire or your tool belt, you should think that that's one of the reasons that you're going to work. And as far as that goes, that's fine. But there's something more. A career is a path, and it's a way you want to do it. And the people who hire you, they've used the term career, but they aren't interested in a career. They're interested in you filling a job slot.
Right.
And you've been there. You know, they do it to us all.
I know. And you have a couple good examples of people who didn't let that happen to them, right?
Yeah. Well, I mean, because they don't define their career by the skills they have. Set your skills aside for a moment and think about, say that one of my favorites, I may have used this before on the show, I don't know, but my favorite is how you can define your career by not what your skills are or even what you're doing, but by the service, by what you're contributing. And the example I always use on this one is Madonna. She came in to be, of all things, a dancer into New York, hit the bit. And what she found was that she went to all the auditions and she kept getting turned down and so forth. So she looked at what she was trying to do, and she says, you know, I'm not a singer, I'm not a dancer. I am a provider of very avant entertainment for young people. And that's the key, entertainment for young people. She saw more than just what the job was, just being a singer.
Mm-hmm.
And that led to her saying, well, if I'm going to provide entertainment, let's get some guys in here. Let's get a dance routine. Let's get all these. Let's do this. Led to the music videos, the singing, the dancing, and so forth. And in other words, she came up with a whole package because of what she wanted to see.
That's so cool. I've had people on, one of the owners of a singing or whatever you call it, whatever over here, and she said everybody can sing. It mm-hmm. just depends mm-hmm. on what the song is.
Yeah.
So I'm thinking about what you're talking about, Madonna. She's a dancer, and then all of a sudden she's thinking, oh, I'm a performer, and I'm going to perform like crazy. So she put it all together, and then she could just find the songs that she could sing, and you know that she could kill that. Hold on. We have to go to our first break already. Can you believe it?
Oh my God.
All right. Well, hold on 1 second. I'm Jeannie Murphy. This is Talented People, and my guest is Bart Jackson. We'll be right back.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in a critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
This is Tony Clark, paraplanner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Everybody over there!
Get on up!
Everybody out there!
Get into it!
Everybody right there!
Get involved!
Everybody, you!
Did you know? The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce has over 20 active committees that you can participate in. Committees range from focus on business and government to economic development to events like our annual business expo. Contact the Chamber for more information today at 908-782-7115.
It is fun. It's been too long. I haven't seen you in so long. Whoops, we're on the air. See, we really do like each other. Huh?
Yes, we really are. It goes to show that I have a heck of a lot better taste than she does. But there we go.
Anyway. Anyway, back here, talented people. Okay, Bart, you were telling us about how you make presentations a lot of times to people who are looking for jobs.
Yeah,
and they buy your book because you're teaching them about how they can expand their kind of the CEO of themselves, right?
Yeah. I think the thing that, as I always said, that I think people are not making the choices they want, but because they don't see them as. They don't see them as choices, and they don't see them as
opportunities,
or they don't see them as their
possibilities. As what?
And yeah, I mean, there is for and there's some ways you can do that. Part of it is by seeing the powers that you have within you. But you also want to see, to be very honest, you want to see that there's a whole lot of people who have plans for your time. Everyone has plans for your time, other than you, and they are all enemies. But, I mean, your religion has a plan. They hand you a prefixed menu of your belief. Your workplace hands you this. Your country, you want to be a patriot, you want to do this, this, and this. And the deal is...
That's interesting.
I call them beggars at your door because they're begging for that piece of you. They're begging for your time and your belief. They want you to give it... They don't come on as beggars, you know. I mean, your boss doesn't come on. Your
he doesn't.
Your employer doesn't come on as a beggar. No.
Demander.
Right, and they some of these guys have the charm of a blood-gorged tick. But I got to tell you that they're seeking from you, and only you can give your belief and your time. So it is that's your choice. And I know it sounds very idealistic, but it is true. And the person who is chief executive officer is someone who makes his own decisions. You can't control your fate. I mean, you know, fate's not going to start dealing you better cards. But what you can do is you can play the hand better. You can say,
"That's good.
This is mine." And you can look at yourself and say, "I've got assets and I've got to do this and I have choices that I can make." And we're seeing this. I mean, and for those who, by the way, have jobs and are looking, you've got this, but they're trying to make the most of them. There is another way that you can look at your current job that you're in and your career, and that is if you look at it by what the customer needs. I have a great guy, Chris Blees. He was sitting here one time and at a desk with two other people. One was his client and the other was an investment banker. And the client slid a check for $700,000 over to the investment banker and said, "You know, I really should be giving this to Chris because he did all the work." Chris took a whole view of what his customers needed entirely. Mm-hmm. The great example I also love of that is Wayne Newton, who instead of going there, he went to L.A. He was a child prodigy singer, and everyone loved him. But he did something more. He said, "You're standing in front of us. Now, I'd like you all to think about the next person that you're going to stand in front of who may have opportunity. Your boss, maybe. The director of sales is looking for something. Whatever. And say to him, what does this guy need?" Wayne Newton went in front of the show manager who was going to be interviewing him to do a spot on the show. He says, "I don't have a spot. I can take care of everything from 8 o'clock to 10 o'clock at night. I have a package." And he
was this for like Vegas? Or
this was for Vegas.
All right.
He went into Vegas and he became Mr. Vegas.
Yeah.
Because he would gather himself ahead of time. The comedians and showgirls and so forth, which are all over. He teamed them up together and delivered them himself. You can all do that in whatever career you're in. You can, you don't, and again, it's a matter of saying, I have the ability to corral these things and to make it happen myself.
So how does someone find their talent, their God-blessed given talent? Natural.
Oh, well, I do. One of the things I put in the book is that you need to, if you're a CEO, you need to take a tour of the warehouse. Mm-hmm. You need to see what you
I love when you say have. This. It makes such a great, highly visual, cool.
You have so much, and there's ways you can do it. Find out what, not just what other people have, what your boss has told you you have. And don't put those terms into job terms. Just find out what you have. If, for instance, you're the one that people tell their troubles to, that means you've got a good listening ear, but you also have the ability to discern what people want and what people need. If you are the one that... I'm going to give you one of my own...
Go ahead. It's all
when
about
I was
you.
Young, both of my parents were very brilliant. My sister was bright, and then there was the stupid kid. But they were... We did a lot of outdoor exploring, and they would send we'd get lost out in the woods somewhere, and I was five, and they would send me out to ask directions. Why? Because I was the extrovert. I was the one who enjoyed talking to people, who went out and talked to them, and that was a proclivity I had. It was a strength, and so that's the kind of thing that we all have.
They recognize that about you.
Yeah. And the point is, others know your strengths. They really do. It's you have to know them themselves. Mm-hmm. You have to know yourself what you've got. And it doesn't hurt to take a little reflection.
Oh, I think
that.
It's awesome.
Yeah.
All right, so tell us about the millennials.
Well, this is something because...
They hate being called that, according to a study.
They should.
Right.
Let me tell you this one. Because there is probably no greater... most women will agree that no greater lie exists than one that begins with all women are.
Yes.
Men, the same thing. So why would you take people from 18 to 34 and say, all millennials want, all millennials are? The term for that, in actual marketing terms, is manure. That is absolute, expurgated crud. It ain't true. I can gather you off the street. Someone 25, someone 31. Alexander was 30. Alexander the Great was 33 when he died. He must be.
So was Jesus.
Yeah, right. Yeah, that's very good. Very good.
Thank you.
Right. And my point is, how alike are they? So I think that this is something that the millennials see the secret, though, I will say.
What do they see?
And what they see is something that we older folks don't. We were brought up with you get a career for life. Mm-hmm. Well, the millennials know the secret. And the secret is, in this day and age, that life, they may have a workable span of 70 years. And they're saying to themselves, I don't want to do anything for 70 years.
Interesting.
And neither does anyone, by
Interesting.
The way.
Interesting, right.
No,
but we were brought up differently.
Well, part of it is, we're above in the Social Security. When Social Security was made, it's the average man died at 62 and the average woman died at 65. More of these people are going to see their 100th birthday. And without going through all the economic havoc that's going to create.
Oh, my God.
Much more to the point, they say, well, look, I will start out with a few jobs. I'll try this and I'll make my... and see if I like it. But if I don't, I'll go somewhere else. There are other fish in the sea. The millennials see this long span, and they don't see it as a line. They see it as a pool.
Mm-hmm.
And may I say that this is wonderful. And the one thing I see, if you back up a little bit into Generation Z, you're going to see something that's even more delightful. You're seeing a group of people who feel... they have been pushed around an awful lot. And you know what we're doing to our young people. We've set them into this mood of you've got – your whole life becomes a resume punch.
Right. You're just – absolutely true.
You don't join this team You join because you like to play baseball. You join us because it's going to look good on your resume. Mm-hmm. You've got to go to this school to look good on your resume. You've got to join this club.
You work at that job because of that.
And you get your AP thing. Mm-hmm. I loved the woman who when asked, well, what is your daughter going to do? My daughter's in 3 AP classes. What's your daughter going to do over the summer? And this lovely mother said, Julia likes wildflowers. I think she's going to be picking a lot of wildflowers.
That's so fun. Love it.
And I think that we have to think about this. Mm-hmm. But what Generation Z is saying, they're tired of being pushed around and the beggars at their door bidding for their belief. But they also want to be morally, they want to do something that they can morally believe in. This is the generation, it's going to be, I say this as an old hippie. This old hippie is looking at this upcoming generation and saying, "Here's another. This is the new crew that has a mission. Mm-hmm. That has a moral mission in what they want to do."
Okay.
And I have been so taken with this. I have.
Now, what age is that again?
The Z generation. Well, they say it's like from about 14 up to about 20 something.
Because I was just reading something about this the other day, and they were saying that since they're at Generation Z.
Right,
the next one is going to be, what was it called, like internet or something like tech internet? The next one, behind Z.
The tech nets is what
that is. Is that what it is? Tech
net? Well, that's what
yeah.
Like. But I mean.
But it's so crazy.
The label
it's
will change.
They ran out. But with Z, what you're saying is these 14 to 18-year-old kids, they are what?
Idealistic. Mm-hmm. They are energetic, and they're sick and tired of being led down a path that someone else has laid out for them. Mm-hmm. So they're rebellious and they want to be independent, and they want to be
Well, what about how like they're
and so
go ahead.
I see and actually it's my some PR people who wanted me to talk to about the CEO of yourself to Gen Z, and I think I feel so honored.
Yeah.
That anyone would read what this old fart writes, but nonetheless,
yeah, that's great.
What's more important is let's banish all the label, the age groups and the labels.
Yes.
Because what I have found, and through the Art of the CEO radio show and just my writings, I found myself last year stumbling on an avalanche of very idealistic, hard charging doers of all ages. And it
that's interesting, yeah, because you do. You interview people of all ages, and they all, what do they have in common?
I mean, these are the people who by their example, but by their own creativity, are setting up, they're seeing a human need. They're outraged at some human condition. And their answer to this is not to protest, is not to go back and kick somebody 3 generations dead, but their answer, or to tear down a statue.
I was just thinking of a statue. That's so weird.
Come up with an inventive enterprise. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to give you one example of the people who started off. A fellow named Mel Duncan. Mel started something called the Nonviolent Peace Force. I just had him on the phone. We had a long philosophic talk last night. Mm-hmm. He is amazing. And what he did, with his Nonviolent Peace Force, he drops...
Our Peace Corps violent?
Nonviolent Peace Corps.
I know, but are Peace Corps normally violent?
Well, that's true. Peace Force. But anyway, you're right. Would there be a violent peace force?
Yeah, nonviolent. Okay, it catches my attention.
You could call Murder Incorporated a violent peace force because everything was peaceful after they left. So I suppose that's true. Let's give Al Capone a Nobel.
Right.
And
that's funny.
Well, if we're going to give the slumlord someone, I guess we can give one to anyone. But nonetheless, we are going to, what he did, he gathered together people and dropped them in war zones with totally unarmed to prevent the rape and pillage and massacre of civilians in war zones. And so
who wanted to go there?
Well, this is my thought. I said, I have about five people whom I absolutely hate, and I know three more with suicidal tendencies. They would all go. And he said, no. He actually pays these people, and he has trained
very hard to believe, but I'm totally on the edge of my seat. Go ahead, tell. So training, please.
So you're in Zimbabwe, and there are women who are in a refugee camp who have to come out to get water by the bucket because that's the only place the water is. There are soldiers over there. What do soldiers do with young women when they meet them? Since time immemorial, they rape them, and they rob them and send them home. These peacekeepers come in and prevent that from happening.
That's amazing.
I won't go into all the reasons why, how they do it. It is a miracle.
I bet.
To do it.
And it so really is a miracle.
And I'm taking somebody, and I start telling me about these people. And so I was mentioning to a fellow, Mark Nathan, who runs a toy company, and I was telling about this roster of marvelous people who are so dedicated that I'm coming across. He says, well, I know one. She's marvelous. And I said, what's her name? Well, he introduced me to a celebrity fitness trainer.
Okay.
This is the one who gets Jack Outman, and all the cast of Bull and so forth. She whips them into shape. But what she found out was... she found out that there was a great deal of human trafficking. She went to India and would rescue victims of human trafficking and put them and then train them as fitness instructors and put them into India's fitness market. It's a marvelous thing, all just on her own.
Wow.
She comes back to L.A., where all this is, and back to her 50-foot trailer that she takes on the movie set, and all the people come in and work out and get themselves buffed.
Wow, that's so cool.
She comes back, and she finds something... very equally tragic, that Orange County is absolutely rife with human trafficking. Why? All the places in the states that are very well off, Palm Beach, and are filled with human traffickers because the money is there for them. So they bring in sex slaves or labor slaves from foreign countries, and it is a sad commentary.
So what does she do there?
And what does she finds? She is connected with a couple of groups who will rescue them, and again, she takes them and she trains them.
Yeah.
And I had to ask. I said, Ramona, you're with these girls who have been in India, and they would come in, and they had been linked into this terrible, despicable life, pulled out of it. And I said, what were they like? And she said, they're absolutely like any other collection of young teenage girls that you'd ever stumble across. They're happy, they're laughing, they're giggling. She says that you take them out of the atmosphere and they're marvelously resilient. Life goes on again.
That's awesome.
And so if I may blither on a bit, I decided to do something about this to make this known.
Yeah, go ahead. Well, I want you to blither. Go ahead.
Yes, my wife says I'm incapable of doing much else, but we've decided at Prometheus Publishing to start up something called Prometheus Awards. Now, the Prometheus, for those of you who, of course, all remember your Greek mythology, Prometheus was the Greek titan who stole the gift of fire and gave it to mankind. And ever since then, there's been no turning back. Man has just gone forward in so many marvelous ways. And so we are setting up the Prometheus Awards to recognize and to celebrate those individuals who are, by their example and by creating some inventive enterprise, have answered some human need. Whether it be fighting human trafficking. We have a marvelous fellow. He was a senator from Massachusetts, Bill Golden. And he sees the storms and the damages coming there, as we all know from Sandy. And he says, in climate change, this is going to happen again. So he found a way. He found one marvelous buffing, very large mechanical system that could be put in place of harbors. He is using this, he is taking this around and spreading it to all the harbors on the East Coast and down in the Gulf. And then he gets to make people aware of how to protect themselves in storms. He got a light ship. You don't know what a light ship is.
I didn't know
what a light ship is. A light ship was they used to, about a century past, they would put, where there was no island or point of land, they would put a boat out with a lighthouse on it.
Oh, huh.
And then ships that would sail out and sort of warn transports and into the right direction.
Interesting.
So he buys one of these, and he is now going around on all over of sailing up and down, setting up little kiosks on land and telling people about the dangers of the upcoming storms and climate change and how they can handle it.
Wow.
I mean, these are the sort of people who reach out and fight. And it can be done on a very, very local scale. I know we have one fellow who's starting a huge, massive global fund for the United Nations sustainability points. But we also have a fellow, one of our candidates, was a radio host himself who in a city, and he was covering all the art and the artistic aspects of the city. And the city was one of these, well, I won't tell you which one it was, but it's one of these, at the minute I mention the name, you think, oh God, massive slum. He has taken it upon himself to turn it around.
That's so great.
And he does everything from starting library boxes to get them to sponsor. And
is that you?
No, it's not me.
You do something like that.
Oh, no. We sponsor the library boxes, but we aren't the person who's doing this. I'm not the radio show.
I can see you doing that, taking over a town. I know you've been working in Trenton and so on. That's cool. That is very cool.
And there are people, and you can do this. Every one of us can.
Mm-hmm.
And the thing that marvels about this is if you have a job and you are working, there are ways to unite that job with some mission that you find really touches your heart. I think, you know, there's a saying, they said, when you work, follow your passion. Well, with most people, the work version of their passion isn't what makes them passionate. You know, like the fellow, I always loved to play sports, and now I sell sporting equipment, and I think it's so damn dull I can shoot myself. You know, you heard of that sort of thing. But if you can use the assets of your job, your company, whether you own it yourself or you're just part of it, no one says a leader has to own the show.
Mm-hmm.
And you can do that. So,
do you think that someone out there who's watching can match their company up with a mission? Are you talking about like supporting a nonprofit, like that kind of thing?
Well, yeah.
Because they also, I know that. I remember one time, I know you'll love this, okay? Every year, going back to school, first thing happens first night, parent-teacher night, asking for your money. The Easter basket, chocolate sale, the blah, 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 blah. When we, oh my God, I was not a fan.
Joy of parenthood.
And so when we moved, my husband and I, with our two kids down to Baltimore, outside of New Jersey, we got down there first night of the class. They were like, or whatever, parent-teacher thing. The woman walked out to stage and she said, I know that you guys all can't stand it when we send home your kids to go out and then like buy stuff.
Right.
So if you all commit to just writing one check for $20, we will not bug you the whole year. And don't forget, like, Becton Dickinson is a healthcare company.
Sure.
Long story short, they all these companies, J&J, they have these matching programs.
Right.
So if you just say you're giving $20 and tell them, they'll match your $20. And nobody was bothered. Sorry. There's people, if you're out there, you can go to your company to pick out a charitable cause, let them know about your charity of choice, and then have matches. Sorry.
No.
They got double the money, and no one had to be like bothered and have your kid, you know, put out there on the street.
And I want to tell you, any of the companies, anyone who is in business and has a company, knows that the community value that you have by doing such a matching,
true,
fund, by getting behind what is needed in your community,
mm-hmm,
is the best marketing you can possibly have.
True.
If they want to be seen, if you want to be seen as profitable, be seen as a good guy.
That's right, Bart.
And people will come to you.
The community supporters, yeah. Mm-hmm. All right, hold on. We're going to go to our last break. It's Talented People. I'm Jeannie Murphy. This is Bart Jackson. He's my dear friend. He's going to talk about the Prometheus Awards and how you can tell your unsung heroes how to be involved.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in that critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
Everybody over there!
Get on up!
Everybody right there!
Get into it!
Everybody right there!
Get involved!
Everybody, you!
Did you know the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce has over 20 active committees that you can participate in? Committees range from focus on business and government to economic development to events like our annual business expo. Contact the Chamber for more information today at 908-782-7115 or email us at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
All right, we're back here on Talented People. I'm Jeannie Murphy. My guest is Bart Jackson. You know him many times over if you've watched the show over the years. He is the host of the Art of the CEO radio show. He's a publisher. He's written many books as an author. He's traveled around over 75 countries in the country. And now he's got a new award program out that is recognizing for people who do outstanding things and are humble about it. So you were telling us about it. Please continue.
Right. It's called the Prometheus Awards, those who are bringing fire into the human community and having a lot of fun with it. And the one thing I will say about all the people who have been we picked up as candidates, and there's more coming in, they have such a good sense of fun. It's not grim. There was one of my favorites, a guy named Rob Wood, out in the crocodile-rich areas of northern, remote, east nowhere, Australia, and he's been an explorer and a guide all his life, from whitewater rafting to mountain climbing to skiing, you name it. Came back and he saw that the land was going to be misused. They were going to put uranium mines on it, and it was going to become subject to fracking and so forth. And he says, no. This has to get together. So he took his job. This is the idea of taking your job and your and he says, we're going to run it. I'm going to set up a tour agency. But I'm going to take just a few people, never more than 6, and we're going to encourage discussions about the land. It is one of the most intellectual outings I've ever been on.
You went on it?
I went on it. I went with him.
Wow.
And my mind was expanded, and I came away not just as tourist freight who watches, oh, see this croc, see this bird, see this river, but I put it all together in my mind. And he did this just by engendering having us talk, and which is a little help, which is unlike my wife's husband. Rob is very wise, and he encourages other people to talk. And so
give us an example of what you were talking about.
And well, for instance, he saw that many of the Aborigines and some of the local people thought that the uranium mine was not a bad thing because it was contained, and it seemed, and it brought jobs and so forth and so on. But he was pointing out that the underground part of it, that how it was destroying and putting slag in the wrong places. And he says it was possible to do the mining cleanly. The fracking is something that they're fighting mm-hmm. very, very hard. Mm-hmm. And he led a big tour down to the Australia's capital, and he's uniting the other tour people behind him. So
that's amazing.
There are always people yeah. who want to get out there and help, and
you just find a creative way to do it.
And if, by the way, as I say, we want if you know an unsung hero, mm-hmm. somebody who has through their sheer joy of building an enterprise and giving and helping people. Send that, let me know. We would like to hear about it. And the easiest way to do it is you can nominate somebody. It's as easy as you can be. Go to bartsbooks.com.
With an S. Barts with an S. Books.
Barts, BARTS.com. And just hit the little button that says business is best. And all you have to do is fill out your name and a couple of sentences about the person and their contract. Our ambassadors will go meet this person and talk to them and see if they're worthy of being a candidate. And in September, we were going to honor all of the candidates that are selected. This is not like the Oscars where we have one winner. There is no winner.
Right.
The world is the winner with this.
I like that. That's good. The world is the winner with this program.
And we're
with these people.
With these people, right? And they will be honored. We're having a dinner in Manhattan, and we're having we have a couple of surprise movie stars who will be coming in, and
nice.
And we're also going to then be giving them a series of talks at Fairleigh Dickinson University, Rothman Institute. We'll be going to be giving. We'll let you meet these people. We'll be giving. It will be given before to the students, but it will be open to the public, and you can meet these amazing people and talk with them. So if you have any interest in this, it's a shameless plug, but
it's not a shameless plug. It's an invitation to tell everybody out there that there's this wonderful award program even there mm-hmm. and how easy it is to get to submit your recommendation for someone that you know that's doing a really great deed.
I thank you. I always say, you know, that I believe in surrounding myself with people smarter than myself. Mm-hmm. And, of course, Gina will tell you that in my case it's impossible to do otherwise. But
that's true. Because you know everybody and everything. Your history and teaching me over the years, all the things that you've read about and learned about and know about, it's incredible.
Well, everybody, I want to praise... Since we're praising the younger generation, I think we should. One thing, I have a niece and her husband.
Mm-hmm.
He's a doctor. She's a child life specialist. They are, when they're young, they are traveling. I see so many people put off their life plans, their desires, their adventures until later, till the bones start to creak. And mm-hmm. These people, they have a goal. To camp in every campable national park.
Cool.
I mean, it's a wonderful thing to do.
Oh, yeah.
To pick a goal like that. That is CEO of yourself idea.
It is.
We have a mission, we're going to follow it, we're going to do it.
Yeah, every campground. I would think just visiting every state would be something I've been always challenged to do.
I have trouble getting out of the state of confusion. I spent a lot of time there.
You're so funny. What about, tell us something that you know from all of your history, like what you talked about with Prometheus mm-hmm. stealing the fire. Give us one more little story about that.
Okay, one little story about that. And because I'm going to, the other part of that story that people don't know, they go into MoMA, he was punished by the gods with a vulture that would eat out his liver by night and have it grow back by day. But the real reason he did this was that... Zeus, king of the gods, was too lazy to give all the gifts to the animals, so he and all the creatures on Earth. So he picked a guy, Epimetheus, who was supposed to do it. And Epimetheus gave all the award. He gave the big retractable claws to the felines and the lions, you know.
Oh, wow.
He gave the teeth to the shark and so forth and so on. And then man was standing there, and he looks in the sack, and there's nothing left. And here's man. Think about it. We human beings
wow.
are really lousy predators. We're lousy prey. So that So it was Prometheus. So what does he do? You call on your brother who's what bigger and smarter and wiser than you. He called on Prometheus. And Prometheus said, he looked at man and said, you know, son, you ain't got much at all. You're pretty pathetic. And that's when he gave him fire.
Really? I love it.
And I think what we have with us, it's not, people say it's our brain, it's our intelligence. No, no, no. What we have a fire in us each. Mm-hmm. The fire is to create, to do. You put people on Easter Island, they have nothing to do, and so what do they do? They make huge Easter Island statues. That's us. That's Homo sapiens. This is our great strength.
And well, the CEO of yourself shines right through. Don't forget to get his book. Bart, thank you so much for being here today. Excuse me. Sorry about that. That was very, very cool. Very interesting. Can't wait to have you back. Prometheus Awards, just go on Bart's Books website. And then click on Business Best.
Business is best. Right
business
there.
Is best. And right. Then submit a quick application recommendation for someone that you know that's doing something else.
Okay.
And don't forget to buy the book.
Right.
The CEO of yourself.
You're very kind.
Oh, well, thanks so much for being here.
Wonderful.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Attorney General William Barr is appearing before the Senate Judiciary Committee on Wednesday, testifying before the group on his response to the Mueller report. Some Republicans are supporting Attorney General Barr's conclusion, including Republican Senator from Texas, Ted Cruz, who's trying to make sense of his version of the Democratic argument about the timing of the Mueller report release.
Their entire argument is, General Barr, you suppressed the 19 pages that are entirely public, that we have, that we can read, that they know every word of it, and their complaint is it was delayed. I have to say that is an exceptionally weak argument. Because if you're hiding something, I'll tell you right now, General Barr, you're doing a very lousy job of hiding it. Because the thing that they're suggesting you hid, you released.
Cleanup is underway in Texas, Oklahoma, Kansas, and Missouri after at least 25 tornadoes ripped through those states on Tuesday. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated.
Right. See, that's always nice to have somebody who's actually done the walk and stuff instead of just doing the talk and stuff. You know, you've tried things, you've experimented, what things really work, what things are like not as good and things like that. So somebody who's got limited time, money and things like that, you've taken a lot of that guesswork out and you've streamlined everything down to this is what you need to do and things like that. That's excellent and stuff. And people should really, you know, value this service and technique that you're going to be offering to them and all. So with the last few minutes that we have, why don't you just kind of recap what you have to offer with them, the upcoming seminars and things like that. Oh, okay, great. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Excellent. So with the last few minutes that we have for this show and stuff, again, let's just recap how people can get a hold of you and where they can go.